The Associated Press has revealed that more women than ever are running for Congress nationwide. 90.5 WESA's Adelina Lancianese reports that the number of women running is staggering in Pennsylvania, a state with few women in its congressional history.
Seven. That's the number of women Pennsylvania has elected to the U.S. House of Representatives in over two centuries. I've always preferred the background, Pennsylvania's first Congresswoman Veronica Grace Boland said in 1942. She filled her late husband's vacant seat a month before Congress adjourned and did not seek re-election. It would take 50 more years to elect a Pennsylvanian woman to Congress who wasn't taking over for her husband. And now in 2018, there's a new number, 24. That's how many women have filed for candidacy in this year's congressional primary races in Pennsylvania. It's a fourth of all candidates who filed, and it's over three times the number of women who filed in the last House race 2 years ago. Air Force engineer Chrissy Houlihan is running in District 6 in the southeastern part of the state.
I'm a third-generation military member. My dad and my grandfather served, and I served as well.
Houlihan is unopposed in the Democratic primary. In November, she'll face off against one of two men running on the Republican ticket in her district. But Houlihan says she's ready.
My entire life has been being one of just a few women or girls. I am an engineer, and that means that throughout my education, I have been one of just a few girls in my calculus or physics classes and one of just a few girls in my engineering class. So I feel pretty darn well prepared.
Like many women running for offices across the country, Houlihan says she was inspired by recent women's movements.
I helped to organize a busload of women from my community who went down to the Women's March in Washington, D.C.
But for at least one woman running in Congress in Pennsylvania, gender isn't all that important.
It's less about being a woman, and it's about being capable and having the passion and the commitment and the energy to go do this.
That's Bibiana Borio.
I want this race to be about who is the most competent person able to get the job done in Washington.
She's a businesswoman with two decades as an executive in the automotive industry. And she's a Democrat running in the primary against three men in District 14 of southwestern Pennsylvania.
No one has ever been successful in building a car only for women. You really have to understand the consumer needs, the customer needs, and build cars that meet those needs. And I think running for Congress is pretty similar. You can't just fill the bill for one set of customers, one set of constituents.
But regardless of motivation, women in politics expert Jenny Sweet Cushman of Chatham University says the momentum of women running for office is unprecedented and sustainable.
You know, women in the past would wait. They would want to be perfectly positioned. They'd sometimes need to be asked several times or encouraged. And now we're seeing women say, you know what, I need to do something, and they step up.
She's hopeful that Pennsylvania could reverse its trend of not electing women.
We should not expect huge increases this year, especially in these congressional races where it's a lot of women vying for the same seat. So will there be women in Pennsylvania's congressional delegation? I think so.
But should any of the 24 women win in the general election, they'll face more obstacles ahead. Allison Schwartz was Pennsylvania's last congresswoman. She left office in 2015.
Well, I can say it is not going to be a surprise to anyone that there's a great deal of sexism. It still feels very much like an old boys club in so many ways, and women have to stand out.
Standing out starts with running a smart campaign, Schwartz says. And she has no doubt that this year's female candidates are doing just that. Adelina Lancianese, 90.5 WESA News.